This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with part two of our winter book series. Today, we'll hear the story of two lovers from ancient Troy, Troilus and Criseyde. Their story, set during the war between the Greeks and the Trojans, was retold by Geoffrey Chaucer in the Middle Ages. Recently, the story was reimagined by poet Francesca Abbate in her book Troy Unincorporated. Abbate transplants Troilus, Criseyde, and all the other characters to Troy, Wisconsin. Francesca Abbate joins me now, and let me begin by asking, how did you decide to retell this ancient story in modern-day Wisconsin?
Well, about 15 years ago, I took a class called Chaucer for Poets. And part of the course requirement was to rewrite part of a Chaucer poem, and I chose Troilus and Criseyde. And I found myself writing a poem in Criseyde's voice, and it surprised me, disconcerted me a little bit. And then I thought, well, why not write a poem from Troilus's point of view? So I did that, and I said to myself, I think I have to keep going, which was kind of scary because I didn't want to rewrite Chaucer. I love Chaucer, but I just kept going.
Now, you named your book Troy Unincorporated, not East Troy or the town of Troy. Unincorporated areas can be difficult to define. To me, this seems to symbolize the shifting nature of relationships and the uncertainty maybe two lovers can experience, especially early on. Was this your intention when you came up with the title?
It was. In fact, the title was a wonderful accident. We were driving around, my husband and I like to drive around the back roads, and we got lost, which is kind of crazy because we've been driving these roads for a very long time. And we ended up in front of a sign that said Troy Unincorporated. It was almost hidden by leaves. I said, pull over, because I'd been working on the book and I didn't have a title. I was also thinking about how Chaucer, on his deathbed, revoked this book. He was dying and he thought it was too worldly. And I guess this is kind of common with writers at that era, is, you know, you're going to meet God. And if you think that you've been at all sacrilegious, you renounce that stuff. So he renounced Troilus and Criseyde. And I think that gave me the idea that these characters had been also renounced. So unincorporated sort of fit with that feeling too, you know, that they were orphaned.
Well, it's nice that somebody revived them.
Yeah.
I'd love you to read a poem featuring Criseyde. This is from chapter two, where she's vacationing on Booth Lake in northern Wisconsin. Why don't you introduce the poem and then read it for us?
Sure. This is after she has left Troilus. And in Chaucer's version, Criseyde gets traded for a prisoner of war and goes back to live with her father in the Greek camp. In my version, she has to go home to take care of her father because he has broken his hip. So this is Criseyde. Already I miss Troy in the summer, my body propped on the raft at Booth Lake, feet stirring the weeds. Population, a man pulling a child's wagon into the soy field. 726 red-winged blackbirds. Two balloons tied to a stop sign over a cardboard arrow pointing down some dust snake of a road. In the summer, I wear my tube top and Troilus takes me to the drag races. We sat late on the hot hood of his car, his finger writing wheel on my knee. And believe me, said the floodlights. On the way home, a bloodied boy pissing on his downed opponent's feet. Pandarus in the back seat telling stories. Hey, remember when Cassandra, etc., etc. Old Pandarus, old word scuttler. Unseasonable, unreasonable, my dad says of the heat. I steady him in the walker so he can hold a wrist under the tap, the wet plate in the sink, a crumb-grained mirror of the curtains dumb in and out, its lace-patterned border even. Horse, church, dog, man. Horse, church, dog, man.
Now, fans of obscure 1980s punk will probably notice the line from the band Big Stick, in the summer I wear my tube top and he takes me to the drag races.
Yeah. That's it.
What made you decide to use that in that poem?
Well, partly I, as a kid, about 15 years old, went to the drag races with a boy. So it just seemed natural.
Now, those who've read the Chaucer version know that Troilus dies in the battle against the invading Greeks. You have a different cause of death, but this story, it seems to me, is really about Criseyde and how she moves on.
It is. Troilus, in my book, dies of an overdose. Crusade has moved. In Chaucer's version, Crusade's fate isn't very important. And a Scottish poet, Robert Henryson, wrote a poem in which Crusade becomes a leper. Everybody wants to punish Crusade for betraying Troilus, but I just felt that maybe it wasn't so much of a betrayal as a realistic sort of response to the separation that was going to be probably permanent. I wanted to see her find, in Chaucer's words, her little spot of earth.
So when decades from now, many decades, we hope, when you're ready to meet your maker, will you proudly carry this book to the pearly gates and not retract any of your characters?
I will not retract any of these characters, no.
Francesca Abate is the author of the poetry collection Troy Unincorporated at WNIJ.org. You can hear her read three more poems from this book. Thanks so much for being here. This was fun.
Thank you so much, Dan. I'm really excited to be part of this winter reading series. Takes me to the dress.